Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Well, that's not what you wanted. Good afternoon. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. I'm Mark Carman. The Bears lose to the Broncos, 17-15. That one, guys, let's just start right at it. 312-981-7200. This game.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Before we go any further.
Okay, OB.
That NFL refereeing crew that you saw out there today.
Yeah.
Should be barred from ever approaching an NFL football game again.
And they were on the Bears' side, OB.
Well, they were just poor across the board.
Unbelievable, the calls that were made in this game. These are supposedly educated, well-taught people to referee a 60-minute football game. They're a bunch of morons.
Aren't you bearing the lead, though, and the bunch of morons and just pointing it at the Bears' play calling down the stretch here?
Okay, guys.
This okay, is going
for the Bears.
This is going to be locked. I understand that. This is going to be lock and load, folks.
All right, once again, another loss, another Bear loss laid at the feet of a clueless John Fox. All right, guys, let me just say this. A total mismanagement of that fourth quarter scoring opportunities. Come on.
Oh, my God.
You can say what you want, but we're going to get down into the play calling nitty gritty. But when you have the ball and it's fourth and goal from the 4-yard line and you're playing against the number one defense, and I don't give a rat's, it's a number one defense in the game of football. Are they the Steelers? Are they the 46 Bears? No, but they're the number one defense, number one against the run. There's a lot of, you know, things that you have to take in consideration here, but to not kick a field goal and take the points when you are down 8. With lots of time left.
11 to go.
It's inexcusable.
In the
it's just like the mismanagement of the Viking game. Just like the clueless bungling of the Detroit Lion game. This is not Adam Gase. This is John Fox. His signature as head coach has to take the blame. You kick the field goal, and all that nonsense at the end of the game is pointless. We won the game. Now, we can get into the rest of it, OB, but I'm telling you, you're playing the number one defense in the game of football without your number one weapon in the backfield, Matt Forte, your number one receiver, Alshon Jeffrey. Neither one played. So what makes you think that all of a sudden you're going to bow up like Superman and score? You take the damn points, and you know what? This is at John Fox's feet.
Yeah, but here's the other part of it, too. It's second down at the 4-yard line, and Ed, you and I and Mark Carmer are sitting there. And if you already know in your head, because you should predetermine this is 4-down territory, we're going to score, then run the ball a couple of times, or run the ball at least once in the next 3 downs to see if you could get some plus yards. And literally, in 3 downs, you could have ran it 4 yards and probably scored there.
You know, Glenn, again, year after year after year after year, you're at home. It's an important game. You've got 60, 70,000 people screaming for you. They love you, the greatest fans in the world. And you come at home, again, at home. I'm not talking about playing a juggernaut team. We're talking about the Denver Broncos with a quarterback. This was his first start in the NFL. And you don't go after him?
It's inexcusable.
It's absolutely, it's asinine.
Okay, now we can beat up the coordinators, but I'm telling you this. John Fox is the one that has to take control of this bus as it's careening off the damn road and say, we're kicking the field goal. And all this becomes moot. It's a celebration because we win the game. But you know what? You're exactly right. You blitz the clowns, the jokers, the guys that don't know what's going on.
How do you not do that,
and then you back off of the good ones. We backed off of this guy like he was John Elway.
This is a guy they should have been in his face from the first down all the way to the end of this game. And another thing, how is it Denver Number one defense. Where are they, Mark? Where they rank? 29th in stopping the run. Or, I mean, excuse me, offensively.
29th rushing the football, OB.
29th out of 32 teams running the football.
70 yards against
us. Guess how many yards they ran it down our throat? 170 yards. And there were no adjustments made. None. No adjustments made. Folks, I'm telling you, this is, you know, you sit there, I almost lost my mind watching this game. This is incredible. We could have beat this team. And there's basic things that you should do. You got Kyle Fuller. They're going in on, what was it, about the 10-yard line?
11-yard line, to be exact.
Denver's going in, and he is playing approximately between 8 to 10 yards deep. They're on the 10-yard going in. End zone, obviously, 10 yards.
And this is the game winner you're talking about,
and,
right?
And the play I'm talking about was that killed us. He shades the guy to the outside 8 yards deep. He should have been up 4 more yards, shading the inside away. What does Osweiler see? Bang. Quick slant right inside. Touchdown, game, set, match, over. Let me say that one more time. Kyle Fuller, he's been here for a while. He's lined up, head up, or shades the outside. He's about 10 yards back. He should have been up, taking away the inside. That play never should have happened, period.
312-981-7200 if you want to get in. 312-981-7200. Hampton OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Start of the show sponsored by Geno's East.com. Outstanding food as always. Today the pizza phenomenal. Also sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. Is this game at the foot of John Fox? I think it's hard to argue against that. But let's
and his coordinators too. It's a combination. But Dan's right. The head coach
pin it right on Fox's
head. Coach
head.
Has to say, kick the field goal, win the game.
Kick the field goal, you take the points, and you know what? This is we're all laughing about it now.
312-981-7200. We will get into your calls and, of course, tons of reaction. We'll hear from John Fox coming up at the 4 o'clock hour as well. Love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Bears lose to the Broncos 17-15. We haven't gotten to the two-point conversion yet, which we can do coming back here.
I got to tell you, before we go, you people getting in your cars that are in your cars now and you're listening, I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot to talk about. I mean, common sense went right out the window with this game. I don't know what, and like Dan mentioned, John Fox, what the hell he was thinking about in his staff. I mean, it's right in front of you defensively and offensively, and we're doing the wrong thing. It's right – you see it, folks.
And then the dumb look on his face after they didn't convert the run play in the two-point play. I mean, he had the dumbest look, and I'm like, well, duh.
Maybe the listeners in their cars at home, maybe they saw some more dumbness than we saw.
Well,
all in, folks.
Bottom line is that you don't always have to prove yourself to be the smartest guy in the room. Sometimes doing the basic thing, that's the best
thing. Fundamentals always win.